Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 6th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is HSR Zero Waste President co-authors op-ed in Resource Recycling Magazine. HSR Zero Waste President Jamie Kaminsky has co-authored an op-ed in Resource Recycling Magazine with Gary Liss from Zero Waste International Alliance. The op-ed emphasizes the importance of policy frameworks supporting the zero waste hierarchy for strategic waste management decisions. The updated zero waste hierarchy, version 8.1, focuses on prevention and equity, reflecting global zero waste leaders' collective insight. This call to action urges policy leaders to embrace frameworks that drive lasting environmental and economic change. Learn more about the zero waste hierarchy and its impact on creating a more sustainable future at zebuya.org.
Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ BNI, drives commercial EV leadership with bold rebrand, market clarity. Bollinger Innovations Inc., listed on NASDAQ as BNI, has consolidated all its EV products and brands under one name, Bollinger Innovations. This move comes in response to the increasing demand for electrification in delivery, logistics, and municipal vehicle fleets. The company's new identity aims to provide market clarity and cohesion across its product lines. Under the new brand, Bollinger Innovations will focus on serving the commercial vehicle industry with its domestically manufactured EVs. The company is currently producing next-generation commercial EVs in Tunica, Mississippi, including the Urban Delivery 1 EV cargo van and the Urban Utility 3 EV cab chassis truck. Investors can find more information in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Breaks, Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ CAN 103, installs 4.99 megawatt battery storage system in Ontario. Powerbank Corporation, NADIC Corporation 103, has installed a 4.99 megawatt battery energy storage system at the SFF06 project site in Crama, Ontario. The project, backed by a $25.8 million green loan from RBC, was acquired through a $45 million transaction with Solar Flow-Through Funds Limited. It is 50% owned by Powerbank and 50% by First Nations partners. The system has a 22-year ASO contract with premium pricing and qualifies for a 30% clean technology investment tax credit. Anvil Crawler is handling civil and electrical work under a $1.85 million contract. Development of the related 903 project is delayed due to pending approvals, prompting a notice of potential force majeure to the AESO. For more information, visit Powerbank's website at www.powerbankcorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.